Sometimes provision looks like finding a pair of matching socks. Sometimes walking in the fruits of the Spirit looks like having to commute from one side of a city or metropolis area to a completely other side and not manifesting. Celebrate the victories, the small ones. This morning I've had to do anywhere from a 45 minute to an hour long commute and going nowhere traffic to be on time for a class that used to be 2 minutes away from my job. And I was sitting here driving and realizing, like, I haven't lost my cool once. I'm slightly impatient. Something, you know, God's working on with me. But I haven't stressed, freaked out, you know, anything. Even though, like, the instructor of the class that I'm taking is like, hey, like, you have to be on time. Early is on time. He's an ex-police officer. That's kind of a military type way of thinking. Early is on time and on time is late. And, you know, my spiritual father kind of also had that pinned into me, and his wife, anytime I'd meet her for lunch or anything like that, it was always a contest to see who could get there the earliest. Because if I didn't show up 30 minutes early, you know, she had already been there. And so it's, you know, something that I have slightly ingrained into me. But I was born late. Like, I was supposed to be born December 25th, and I wasn't born until January 16th. So I'll probably be late to my own funeral. You know, fashionably late. I was fashionably late to my own birth. So in that, just, you know, recognize where you're at. And just like, man, like, normally I'd be like, I gotta get out, you know, and like switching lanes, you know, switching four lanes, screaming out money ain't a thing. Well, you know, anyway, some of you may get that reference, some of you may not. But just, hey, like, you made it and you didn't freak out. Awesome. You know, look at the fruits of the Spirit working in your life right there. Isn't that amazing? Celebrate that. And then probably once you celebrate and become focused on yourself, you'll probably, you know, manifest on somebody or something. But anyways, just let the Lord work in your life. And you too can become holy and not manifest in traffic. Amen. Amen.